From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. The UN meets on Iran. The United Nations Security Council is holding an emergency meeting Friday in New York. The meeting is to discuss the competing pro- and anti-government demonstrations in Iran, which have left 22 people dead and led to the arrest of more than 1,000 others. United States Ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, called the meeting. She and President Donald Trump have said the U.S. stands behind protesters fed up with the economy and the government.
It is a powerful exhibition of brave people who have become so fed up with their oppressive government that they're willing to risk their lives in protest. The world should applaud their courage. The voices of the Iranian people should be heard.
Iran's ambassador to the UN said he has hard evidence the recent protests were directed from abroad, suggesting the U.S. has abused its power by calling for the meeting. Prior to the meeting, thousands of Iranians took to the streets after Friday prayers in support of the government. The anti-government protests began at the end of December. Pakistan's military said Friday the suspension of U.S. assistance will undermine bilateral security cooperation and regional peace efforts, but will not deter Pakistan's counterterrorism resolve. President Donald Trump's administration said Thursday it was suspending hundreds of millions of dollars in military assistance to Pakistan. The suspension, set to last until the country takes decisive action against the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani network. The militant groups allegedly operate out of Pakistani territory. A Pakistani army spokesman said there's no more organized terrorist sanctuaries in the country. This is VOA News. North Korea on Friday agreed to hold official talks with the South next week, the first time in more than 2 years, and hours after the United States and South Korea delayed a military exercise amid a standoff over the North nuclear and missile programs. Brownwin Benito has the details.
The meeting will take place at the Border Truce Village of Panmunjom. Expected topics of conversation will be the Winter Olympics, to be held in the South next month, and other inter-Korean relations. However, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un remained steadfast on the issue of nuclear weapons, saying the North would mass-produce nuclear missiles for operational deployment, and again warned he would launch a nuclear strike if his country was threatened. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
Any dialogue between North and South is seen as a positive step in improving relations in the Korean Peninsula, contributing to the overall stability in the region.
Nous avons un chemin de crête qui est un défi pour tous les dirigeants.
French President Emmanuel Macron told his Turkish counterpart Friday that democratic countries had to respect the rule of law in their fight against terrorism, as he voiced concerns about the fate of students, teachers, and journalists in Turkey.
Terör kendi kendine oluşmuyor. Terörün ve teröristin bahçıvanları var.
Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan defended the crackdown, saying that some journalists encourage terrorism with their writing, comparing them to gardeners nurturing plants. Macron said after talks with Tayyip Erdogan at the Elysee Presidential Palace that they had disagreements about how they saw human rights. The military says Rohingya Muslim insurgents ambushed a vehicle in western Myanmar's Rakhine State on Friday, wounding 3 people, including 2 members of the security forces. Some 650,000 Rohingya villagers fled to Bangladesh after counterinsurgency operations began in August 2017. The United Nations condemned the Myanmar military campaign as ethnic cleansing. Myanmar rejects that. Michael Wolff's book, Fire and Fury, Inside the Trump White House, went on sale on Friday. Its release pushed forward after excerpts set off a political firestorm, threats by Trump lawyers of legal action, and an effort to halt publication. Wolff told NBC on Friday that he stood by his reporting.
I will tell you the one description that everyone gave, everyone has in common. They all say he is like a child. And what they mean by that is he has a need for immediate gratification. It's all about him.
We have more on that story on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.